Over the last 6 or 7 years, we've seen a 65% increase in our power bill. So I suppose once we've looked at our total power bill, in the past it was probably maybe a little bit insignificant, but when you see those sorts of rises, you think there must be a way we can reduce our power bill in the long term.
And what made you think, you know, solar is going to be the way to help do that?
Probably there's been lots of solar people running around. So at the end of the day, we took up a quote to get our business quoted and we looked at it. And I suppose as everyone's seen it, just looked too good to be true. So we, I suppose, tried it and it was pretty good. So what else can you say?
So what was the initial step and what kind of costs did you have to outlay to install the solar panels?
Certainly the major cost is getting them put up on the roof and getting it all set up. So we put in a 30 kilowatt system in a dairy business, and look, the cost was $55,000 to $60,000. We've decided to kind of HP it to, I suppose, spread the cost over 4 or 5 years, but you know, I suppose anyone has to consider their own how they finance it, but there is the initial cost. But said it'll pay it for itself in 4 or 5 years, so I'm fine with that.
So when did you actually install the panels?
We've had on the dairy farm, we've had the 30 kilowatt system established July 2014. So we've had a good 12, 14 months. So that's probably what I based the assessment of today's information on.
And so what is that assessment and what have you seen over those 12 to 14 months?
In that period of time, we've probably seen about a 40% saving in our peak power, which at the end of the day has come down to about a 15% saving in our power bill.
And it's not just as, you know, simple as whacking them on the roof and you know, and automatically you get 40% shaved off your bill. What processes did you have to kind of learn and get familiar with to know how the whole thing works?
Sometimes you actually have to look at your power company, and because sometimes they'll want to charge you actually more for the rest of your power if you put solar on the roof. So you need to look at how they bill you. So you need to probably change to an unbundled billing system. And again, look at your power company and negotiate with them as well to try and make sure that the cost is still relative to what you want to save.
And did you find that a manageable process, approaching the power company, explaining what you were going to do, and you know, was it relatively open?
In the initial stages, I suppose we were probably one of the first bigger ones to start coming on the grid. So they were so they were very unsure and certainly wasn't happy with their initial price structure that came back. But look, with a fair bit of negotiating with them and both of us trying to understand how it all worked, then we certainly came round to a better sort of a price structure.
And how are those, you know, those savings made? Is it you sell your energy generated through the panels back into the grid? Is that how it works?
It probably can be, but the reality is the price of it going back into the grid's probably not a big money spinner. Mainly is you look at your business, you try and use 100% of the power, solar power that you get. So we actually don't put any back into the grid. We're not even hooked up to the grid.
And so looking from into the future, what is your goal with these panels and where do you hope to get to in terms of the savings you can make?
Certainly with the solar panels, once you kind of hit your saving level, that's over 2 or 3 years, and then once you've paid them off, it doesn't really change. So it may even drop in the long term because they do drop a little bit over the time in their efficiency. So I suppose once you've hit your target there, I suppose that's what you've got to be happy with. But in the other system, we will look at a lot of other different ways of trying to save our power bill through how we buy our power on the open market. And yeah, as the amount of money that's gone into your power has increased, it certainly we've become more aware of its impact on our business. But and which is certainly, I've gone out and found the information, but now I've obviously been able to, it's made me more aware of what savings I can make, and I should actually be able to get my power bill back to about what it was 8 or 9 years ago.